Don't forget that what you're about to hear is a recording for adults by an adult. I hope you enjoy it. Oh, don't do this. If you wanted to play with yourself, you should have done this earlier. Mom and Dad won't be out all night this time. But I'm feeling so frisky right now, and thinking about it makes it even worse. As does thinking about Mom and Dad getting home soon. I can't let them catch me, though. They would never get it. I just can never hear with certainty when I drive up or come in through the door. Not even when I'm being quiet, but definitely when I'm not being quiet. Fine, I'll do it. But it will have to be quick. Do I have time to put on my ballet clothes? My big poofy tutu? My leotard? Oh, and my slippers. No, I don't have time. But I'm still doing it anyway. Oh, this is stupid. I'm wasting time. Every minute I spend changing into my ballet outfit is another minute that Mom and Dad are closer to getting home. My door doesn't lock, and they always check on me first thing when they get home. I better put on some music, so at least maybe that will hide any noises. They always worry about me. They're perfect little girl. Even if I turned 18 last month. I'd probably act like a little girl, so they treat me like one. I can't help it if I still like to play dress up sometimes. There. I look like I'm ready to dance. I just need a partner. Where did I hide him? He's so big, there's not too many places I can hide a teddy bear that size. But I can never let Mom and Dad see what I did to him. There you are, Barry. Mickleberry. My parents thought it was so cute a long time ago when I named him after a famous ballet dancer. But they wouldn't think it so cute if they saw the dildo I attached to him. This bear is almost as big as me. That way I can move him around easier. Or I should say I can move myself easier on him. Oh, I used to read fairy tales to him from a book as a child. Now Barry and I play dress up, role play, and all kinds of other kinky games. What's that, Barry? We should get started? Mom and Dad will be home soon. I know you desperately want this ballerina body. You want to fuck my brains out, don't you? Well, how can Mom and Dad's perfect little ballerina possibly argue with that? Remember our fairy tales? Even when I was just a little girl, I used to rewrite them. But my favorite was Goldilocks and the Three Bears. I made a ballet routine for it once, but I much prefer the routine we've been doing for it lately. My nipples get hard just thinking about it. Look at these pokies through my pink leotard. Okay, Barry. I'm lying down on the bed. My ballerina friends and I have just broken into your cottage. We've eaten all of your porridge. And now, we're so sleeping in your beds. You send Mama Bear and Baby Bear away, and then you climb into bed with my first friend, but her pussy is too tight. And then you climb into bed with my other friend, but her pussy is too loose. But then you climb into bed with me. You lift up my tutu, pull aside the bit of leotard covering me down there, and this time, I don't have tights on, so you can't rip them off. Sorry, there just wasn't enough time. But you still find it unbearably cute, and you want to position your big cock closer to my little ballerina girl pussy. Guess what, Barry? You lower yourself to me, your cock moving closer to my scent. You can smell how fragrant I am, and you can feel how wet I am. It's not the usual kind of honey you might be used to, but you still want it anyway. Then your teddy bear dildo cock touches my cute, soft ballerina pussy. Ah! And my little eyes fly wide open as I see you on top of me. I realize that there's a cost to eating other people's porridge and sleeping in their beds, but I'm curiously willing to pay it. Ooh! Barry, you're so soft and furry, and hard too. I'm a bad, bad girl, and I secretly want it. Ooh, yeah. You start to to slide into me, inch after inch, until you bury yourself deep in my pussy, which isn't too tight or too loose, but just right for you. Oh, it's a good thing Mama and Baby Bear can't see what you're doing right now, and that my mom and dad can't see what you're doing to me either. I grab onto your cock and you begin thrusting yourself in and out of me. Smooth legs around you, pulling you closer to me as I masturbate myself on your big beaded cock. What's that, Barry? You want me to get on top? Okay. That's my favorite. We roll over with you on the bottom now, and me sitting on top. I start bouncing up and down, up and down on your huge cock. My fingers rub over my clit, and I look into your deep, dark eyes. We're fucking, Barry. We're fucking. Ah! I like to play with you in this position. Oh, it's so fucking hot watching myself in the wall mirror. Riding your giant boner. My riding makes it that big. You just love how playful I am with it too. I like to ride it all the way to the tip and hold it there for a few seconds before I slam back down to your balls. Oh. Ah. Sometimes I just ride your tip for hours and tease my pussy before the big reward. No, we don't have time for that kind of play tonight, Barry. Tonight is about me riding your cock to the finish line before my parents come home. Just relax, and I'll milk the cum out of you with my just right pussy. Some of my pussy, honey. Ooh, it's so sweet. Tough to tell, but I think I heard something through the music. No, not Mama Bear. They pretend. I'm talking about my parents. Fuck! Are they in the house? Shit! Are they coming up the stairs? Fuck! I should probably get off of you. But... no, I don't want to. Maybe I was hearing things. I'm just so scared that they may walk in and catch us in the act. Could you imagine? Okay, I'll try to listen through the music. Although my heartbeat and breathing are so loud right now, I might not hear them. Oh, shit! I can't stop. I have to risk it. I need to come. And it would be rude of me not to let you finish, Barry. Especially after I eat all of your porridge. Wait, I hear a door opening. And was that the bathroom toilet flushing? Fuck, Mom and Dad are sure to catch me now. Fuck, but I can't stop. Oh, I've gone too far. And I'm so close. It's time to reach down to turn on the vibration on the dildo, because I always save that for last. Oh God. Fuck, Barry. Fuck. I can't stop. No, I don't fucking care. Let them catch us. Hi, Mom and Dad. I hope you had a nice time tonight. Oh, I was just going to bed myself. What is that buzzing noise? Oh, I'm sure it's nothing. You know, music these days. No, Daddy. Please don't check for monsters under my bed. I'm not a little girl anymore. I'll just take a kiss from both of you and then go to bed, okay? I love both of you so very much. Good night. That was a close one, Barry. You forgot to turn off your vibrate mode, and he almost found you out. Here, come into bed with me, under the sheets. It's okay. They won't come back in. That was way too close. I should never do that again. Except, I know I will. I can't get enough of this berry. And your raging heart on that I can make so very, very big. Or of my parents almost finding out just how very naughty their little ballerina really is. Oh, Barry, no! Not there! Oh, Barry, no! That's my pussy you're tickling! Really wrong with me.